Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, hello, and good evening. Welcome to my show. This is Liam Winston Psychic Medium. Sorry about all that. This is the first time that I have actually done Blog Talk Radio, and it looked like it was all set up, but it decided to do an upgrade on me. So I apologise for keeping you waiting, and welcome to my first show. How exciting. This is pushing boundaries for me because I'm not normally a person probably in the last 5 or 6 years to actually sort of get out there and push myself, and over the last few years, Spirit has guided me to do that. I have learnt to surrender and just trust within Spirit. So tonight I thought I would actually take the time to give you a little bit of insight into myself and my journey, where I've been, where I've come from, how I've connected with Spirit, and so on. But I welcome anybody to send me an inbox message, or you can even dial in. The guest dial in, which I think at the moment is only an overseas number, is 516-837-1303. So feel free to give me a call, and hopefully I can work this switchboard and chat with you. I would love to connect with as many as I can. You're also welcome to dial in and to send me an inbox through the chat, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. But to start with, I'll give you a little bit of insight into me. I guess I was born with the ability to connect with Spirit and to see things, the guidance, the future, and that sort of stuff. To me, I just thought I had a fairly good imagination, and always just thought it was normal that everybody else could see what I could see. And it wasn't until more my adulthood that things started to become clearer. I started to question what it was I was seeing. Things were changing for me, and especially around the time that I was pregnant with my first daughter. I think my husband thought I was a bit crazy at times. I would have him up at night time checking the windows and the doors because I was seeing things beside my bed. Spirit was coming in, and it took me quite a while to realise that's what was going on. It was just one day I was actually talking to a dear family friend of theirs, and she was into Spirit and knowing and understanding it a lot more than I did, and she just said to me, ask them what they want. So I did that one night, and what I was to start with, it was like I got the response, oh, she can see me. So it took me a little while to work up the courage to do that again, but here I am today, and I'm quite pleased that I had that guidance from a dear friend, and she started me off on my journey, which then led to having a reading done by a lady that told me that I had the ability to pursue it. So I did that, and then when my oldest daughter, Ebony, was only 3 months old, my grandfather passed away. And the night before his funeral, I had him come through. I laid in bed long, so I knew I wasn't asleep. And he was standing at the edge of the bed telling me to look after his little girl. So that sort of really kick-started things. And I just took it from there. So I've done a few workshops. I started out in a little shop in Murray Bridge and a little sweet shop called Natural Stepping Stones, and did some Saturday classes with others and just explored it. And from that, I guess I've gone on to study with international psychics, and that was in my mentorship and my psychic side of stuff. I've studied with some Australian psychics as well, so I've sort of taken a bit from a lot of different teachers to mould my ability into what it is today. And it's something that we constantly learn. We don't just get to a stage where we think we know it all. I believe that it's something that we will constantly grow. We may change directions a little bit. Spirit will take us on that journey, and it was just a matter of surrendering and allowing them to do that. And so that's how I've sort of got to today. And at this stage of my journey, I am now reaching out and connecting with people online. So I plan on doing this once a week. I will also be doing another show, radio show through the week with another medium, Nicole McHenry from Melbourne, and we will open ourselves up to questions and whatnot. So I really look forward to that. And I must say I've been very lucky along my journey over the last probably 2 or 3 years to study with some amazing other psychics and mediums also, as well as to work up beside them. And with this gift, I try to give back where I can. So this is part of my journey with the radio blog, is to open up and maybe do some little readings online for you, ask questions. So over the next few weeks, I'd be quite happy if people would like to ring in, or even in the chat box. That would be great. So I'd love to hear from you. But got some exciting things coming up. I've got a live show that I'm doing with a beautiful group of a couple of ladies that I work with, and one is clairvoyant medium Becca. She will host the show. I will read, and we also have the beautiful Kelly. Kelly is dear friend as well as Rebecca, and we work, the three of us work quite well together. We've also started up our own little business on the side of this side of me, and that's called Purely Intuition. Now, we do have a website, and the amazing Kelly is very talented when it comes to all that stuff, and she has been putting website together. That one is called purelyintuition.com. Now, we have an online store, and we have some essential oils. We have a mixture of stuff, so please feel free to go and check that out, and we'd love some feedback on what you think on the website as well. So we've got some beautiful grounding sprays, some sage cleansing sprays. We have a sleep range, we have a kitty range, and that's a range that's constantly growing. So yeah, so check it out. Kelly is constantly adding stuff to that, and we have new products coming out all the time. At the moment, we have a candle range that we're going to be adding very shortly. We have those in stock now, they just have to go online. Very shortly we will be adding a soap oil soap. So I look forward to being able to share all that stuff with you. We might be even lucky enough to get Kelly online one night, and she can answer questions that people might have around the essential oils and stuff like that, because she is a qualified aromatherapist. And I could even be lucky enough to convince Beck to come online and do some readings with me as well. We'll work on that. She's away at the moment, so that's something to look forward to. I also have some international psychics lined up that are willing to come online and talk to you and do some readings as well. So basically, I will let you know how I work. And I call myself a psychic medium. I don't know if you know the difference between a psychic and a medium. There is a difference. A lot of people don't realise the difference between the two. But a psychic is somebody that can connect with your energy. And I actually expand my energy out to connect into your aura to be able to get the guidance for the future. So that is more so about doing the future, the guidance, and that side of stuff. So it's more so about the energy, connecting with the energy. Okay, we're not necessarily a tarot card reader. Tarot cards are a tool that people can use to be able to make those connections, to have that visual with that. You will find there are psychics out there that can work without using the tools and different stuff like that, but we all have our own way of working. Now, a medium is somebody that will connect with spirit. So those that have passed over, your loved ones, whoever they may be, they will be around you. And that will step in, they will deliver the messages. Mostly they will let us know who they are. When I work, a spirit will show me exactly around you where they sit. So just if you can imagine yourself at your level, shoulder level, I will get spirit that will come in that will be a sibling. It could be a cousin out to the side. Partners, relationships, friends will come in at that level for me. And then usually stepping up with me looking at you, to the left-hand side of you will be your mum's side. To the right-hand side will be dad's side. And then I will get their siblings, their distant relatives out to the side. And then stepping behind that, on mum's side, you will get her mum, so your grandmother. And on the right-hand side, dad's dad. So his family will come in that way. So that's usually the way they will show me how they sit around you. I can usually tell when somebody's a little bit intuitive or a lot intuitive even, as their guides will step in above them when I'm reading. Okay. Now also, something else we'll touch on in the future is about the angels and the guides and stuff like that. I would like to be able to give you information. We all have the ability to connect with spirit. Some of us choose to do it, others choose to ignore it. Signs get put in front of us, whether we see the signs or we don't want to acknowledge them, that is up to us. Okay? So there's nothing any more special about me than there is from you. I'm no different to anybody else. It's just the fact, I guess, I was quite interested in this side of stuff. I noticed the signs. I guess I was a little bit more in touch with my energy, my body. I can usually tell what's going on with my body because I can be quite empathic at times. So, and that's something else I can do when I'm either a client. I can pick up on body pain and stuff like that that I acknowledge first of all. So there's just so many different ways that we can work. There's so many different signs. Spirit will use signs to show me your information. So I will get a red rose, which Spirit uses a red rose for me to show me, first of all, a birthday or an anniversary date. Bunch of red roses, which is their way of showing me love. Now, they will also sometimes put their hand on their heart, which represents for me, they send their love. Okay. Spirit will also give me, what can I use for example? They'll give me pictures in my head, like a video clip. They might give me a memory, something that has happened to me that you can relate to. So a lot of times when I get those memories, I will tell you, this is what they're showing me. Can you relate to that? Okay. Because what that means to me may mean a fraction different to you, but it's about going with it. Okay? So it's a matter of just opening your hearts up, allowing yourself to accept the messages that come through. I believe very strongly Spirit give us what we need at the time. You'll get people come in and they go, I want to hear from Fred. Fred's been gone for a while, but I need to hear from Fred. What Fred's got to say might not be as important as what or somebody else that was closer or needs to say something to you at the time. So I believe when you go into a reading, first of all, you pick your reader by who you're drawn to. Second of all, you go in with an open mind because you don't want to walk away disappointed, because I set my boundaries with Spirit. When I do a reading for somebody, I will say to Spirit, you give them what they can handle. People don't want to know about death. People, you know, I've heard of a lady being told that her child was going to pass at a certain age and she was only a baby. How does a mother connect with something like that? They can't. You can't give that information, and I believe that spirit won't show you that information because it's not yours to deal with until or if it happens. Okay? I believe they will give you what you need, the guidance you need, whether it's healing, in connecting with spirit, to be able to acknowledge something that may have happened, or for them to remind you of something. I will quite often get people come to me and they carry guilt because they may have said something that they didn't mean, or it was the last thing they had said to that person. There's a way, we find a way in a reading of being able to release stuff. It's that reference to being able to acknowledge it, to process it, and to release it to the universe. Spirit will own what they do, whether it was here or after, sort of thing. So spirit's really amazing, and I know we're running out of time, and today is going to be a little bit of a shorter session. I will do this once a week and hopefully a little bit earlier at night, so you can always keep an eye on my Facebook page, because posts will be posted up there of when I'm going online. But I do encourage people to send in messages and to ring in. I will work on getting an Australian number set up for those here in Australia who can ring in. You might have some stories of your own to do with spirit or weird things that happen around us and whatnot. I'd love to hear them. I find that all very fascinating. I also have my own website it's still a little bit under construction at the moment. Kelly making some changes there, but it is looking quite much better than it was, and it's come a long way. So there's information on there about my readings, where I'll be, shows that come up. Myself and Beck and Kelly do have days around Adelaide, and we will head out into the country and also interstate, where we do rate days of reading that you can book in. We also do group readings for Beck and I, and Kelly, if she's available, will come into your home. Beck and I would do readings for a group of you, as a group, and we will also bring up your intuition range for you to have a look at. So there's lots of exciting things coming up, and I will keep you updated with that on my Facebook page, on my website, and I'm sure I'll probably even mention it here. But in the next couple of weeks, I will look at getting in a guest speaker as well, somebody to answer some questions for you, somebody with a bit of different view. You will find a lot of us work very similar, but as well, we all have our different signs and stuff. There's so much on my list that I would have liked to have talked to you today about, but I have run out of time. But now I know what I'm doing. I'm pretty sure I know what I'm doing. We can work on that list next week. So I thank you for joining me. I remind you to also love, honour and cherish those around you here on earth and in spirit, because spirit is with you all the time. I will leave you with that, and I send my love and healing out to those that need it. A couple of people that are listening in that do have cancer and are going through treatment at the moment. So I'll say goodnight, I send my love and healing, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you very much.